Good morning. My presentation this morning will be patterns of tobacco use and tuberculosis prevalence among adults from states with the highest HIV prevalence in India. This study was conducted by Dr. Ellen Gritz and myself at the Department of Behavioral Science in the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. I have no financial relationship to disclose for this presentation, and we will talk about the colliding epidemics, TB and tobacco use, and then the duet TB and HIV, and most of the time will be spent in analyzing the results of the study we conduct on a high on four states with the highest HIV prevalence in India, based on the third National Family Health Survey. India has one-fifth of the global new cases of TB. That's a lot. And most of these individuals will develop latent tuberculosis, which makes them more prone to transmit the infection. Also, a big number of these individuals will die each year from TB. In terms of tobacco use, India ranks, 17% of tobacco users in the world live in India, and most of them are men, and is the main concern among the male population is in smoked tobacco, while we see an increasing trend for women in terms of chewing tobacco. And as you can see, among those individuals being infected by TB, the fact that they smoke or they use any type of tobacco product made them be more prone to transmit the infection. It complicates the outcome of the treatment and, of course, will increase the mortality rate of TB. In terms of HIV, India ranks third for HIV burden in the world with a prevalence of 0.36%, and we see a higher prevalence among certain vulnerable populations. And as I mentioned before, not now, but from decades ago, the relationship between TB and HIV has been a big concern among the scientific and the medical field due to the fact that TB will spread easily among HIV individuals. And is TB the leading cause of death among HIV patients in the world? So we saw on the third family health survey in India an opportunity to assess the three threats: tobacco use, TB, and HIV. Why? Because for the first time in India, these surveys include blood tests for HIV. So that was the way we could know and, on an accurate way which were the state with the highest prevalence. And those states were Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Maharashtra, and Manipur. And the inclusion criteria was having an HIV prevalence higher than 0.5%. And you can see the location of the states in the map. As I mentioned before, we just did a secondary data analysis of the National Family Health Survey, and this survey included a population almost of 200,000 individuals, although for our study we only include those with those individuals from the state with the highest HIV prevalence, which accounts for almost 53,000 individuals in our sample. It was evenly distributed by gender. And these are the questions that we use to assess tuberculosis prevalence, mainly is based on self-report. And in terms of tobacco use, we didn't not only assess smoked tobacco, but also other types of smokeless tobacco, like pan masala, gukta, snuff. And in terms of smoked tobacco, we also include not only cigarettes, but bidis, which are the handmade cigarettes, very popular in India and other Asian countries. And as I mentioned, the HIV prevalence was based on the collection of dry blood spots. Here we can see the HIV prevalence in the states that we chose for this study. And Manipur has a high prevalence, 1.6%, especially among men, which is a very, very high prevalence. And in terms of TB, again, Manipur has the highest among the states that we include in our analysis. In terms of gender, we can see that the prevalence is higher for men compared to women. And the age distribution of self-report TB was higher between the age of 30 and 39, which is pretty much the same for the HIV epidemic in the country. When we start comparing tobacco prevalence and tobacco use, we can see that among those individuals that use tobacco, 53.9% self-report TB. That's huge. That's more than half of those individuals. And we can, I think I'm going, oh, this is the tobacco use prevalence, which is more than half in Manipur. And then when we analyze the tobacco use by gender among individuals having TB, you can see that those males who self-report TB, 69.1% were using tobacco. The tobacco prevalence is a little bit lower in the females, but still is one-third of those women having or self-reporting TB. In terms of the marital status, if you see on your chart on the right, 78% of those individuals are reporting TB were married. So, self-reporting TB and using tobacco were married. That is telling not only the high prevalence among individuals with TB, but also the increased chances of secondhand smoke tobacco among the individuals, other family members in the household. Here is just highlighting how no education or lower levels of education were higher among those reporting self-TB and using tobacco. And again, individuals living in rural areas, self-reporting TB were those using tobacco. Most of them in agricultural activities or where individuals with skilled or unskilled workers. And when we see the patterns of types of the different types of tobacco use in India, we can see that among individuals with self-report TB, most of them use cigarettes or bidis. And that is a big concern because, as you know, TB is an infection that affects the lungs. And it's not the case that smokeless tobacco doesn't have any health implications, but smoked tobacco is the one that affects more the respiratory system. So the outcomes and any improvement based on the TB treatment is lost if the individual is not also receiving any type of tobacco cessation aid during the TB treatment. And here we wanted to see, okay, among those self-reporting TB, how many were HIV positive? And it was a prevalence of 6.8%, which is a high prevalence. And then this last analysis was trying to see if TB, reporting TB or self-reporting TB is still an accurate assessment for getting an idea of the TB prevalence. And we can see here that it's a very high stigma associated with the disease, and almost 20% of those individuals that responded in this survey say that they will keep as a secret the fact that any family member has TB. Of course, that leads us to one of our big limitations, that is that we suspect a big underreport, an important underreport of self-reported TB. And the ideal is that for future studies, we could have any type of surveillance system that accurately assess tuberculosis and also history of tobacco use, and at the same time HIV, so we can assess accurately these three threats and propose intervention, tobacco control and cessation interventions that can help the TB populations to get the most from the TB treatment. We insist, and actually our group just submitted a grant, that we need to integrate tobacco control and cessation within the other platform, the other existing platforms like the National TB Program in India or the AIDS Program in India, because we can get the most from these patients going to the antiretroviral treatment or the TB treatment if tobacco control is also part of the package of care for this population. These were some of the references that we used, and thank you so much for your attention.